This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open, eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, twofers, car bungee, and penguins. All coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Five.
I still love you, baby. Well, they couldn't afford air conditioning, so she never had company. Her old man worked for Orkins, so I knew she'd be bug free. I miss you, baby, and I'm coming back. I swear to God I am. This is a true story about how it went down. Her mom went to work that night now, and my pants got real tight. Yeah, she gave a sign for the bedroom, and I knew it was gonna be my night. All night. Then I porked an angel. Skinner's is her last name. Then I porked an angel, but things never were the same. Listen to me. Cause she didn't have no rubbers. None that I've ever seen. So I just use the covers. Now for me, STD, it means static cling. Just a little angel.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, hello, hello. It's two for Tuesday, Tom. What are we going to do? What are we going to do twice? Doing anything twice for Tuesday? Two for Tuesday? You know, like two boobies?
I'm out.
I'm out.
Like two.
We have a consensus. Anybody else? Yay or
anybody
nay?
Anybody else want to show their boobies?
What about two bulls?
You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do twice?
What?
The Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Who's that sexy man with the two
I really
bulls?
Crapped in it
Ace
now,
Cosby.
Haven't I?
Here he is with his
joke of the day.
Hey, Chick.
Yes, Ace.
I have not spoken to my girlfriend in like 2 years.
Is that right? Why is that?
I didn't want to interrupt her.
She won't shut up. That one.
I feel like I'm on Jack Benny's show.
Yeah.
People weighing in. I'm not the only one that, when they were little, thought penguins were 6 feet tall.
Well, they were, but 37 million years ago, Tom.
No, but I'm just saying, when you're little and you see those documentaries about penguins, they never show them next to anything except ice.
Yeah.
I just assumed they were large and.
Yeah,
I was kind of disappointed when I saw them when they were little.
You were a little kid. It's a cute mistake.
Glaciers, they don't help. Yeah.
Glaciers
Julia
don't help anyone, do they?
The same thing.
No, they don't.
Julia
says, I thought emperor penguins were 6 feet tall also. Well, thank you, Julia.
Also, emperor.
And she should know her last name is Snow.
Emperor signifies...
large.
High.
I would think
and
so.
And in charge.
Exalted.
And once again, the famous penguin known as Mr. Greedy at the zoo in Maryland has passed away.
He did.
That's right.
But he fathered... Wow.
Among the pairs, Mr. and Mrs. Greedy's, Mrs. Greedy is still alive. She's now the oldest penguin. Among the Mr. and Mrs. Greedy's offspring, the oldest right now is 28.
28?
But Mr. Greedy died at 33.
Mm.
But he had 230.
Had a baby when he was five? That is sick.
Yeah. I don't know if five-year-olds can have father children.
Gust.
Okay, right. What else is going on over there?
Sickening.
Nissan has said, it's a Guinness World Record, everybody!
Stupid World Record!
Nissan of France has set the Guinness World Record for the highest car bungee jump.
Okay.
To accomplish the feat, a Nissan e-vehicle was dropped 213 feet, 3 inches from a crane.
Wow.
French professional race driver and stuntman Laurent Lascaux was inside the car during the record-setting drop.
That must have been thrilling.
The successful attempt took place in Paris's business district.
Yeah, it's right downtown. It's very cool.
It wasn't during the Christmas shopping season, was it? That doesn't seem safe. A bungee cord consisting of 8 ropes was also created to provide greater control over how far and how fast the car would fall.
It's pretty cool.
Would you send the car and do it?
We're going to put it on the screen here. The guy goes off of a...
Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah. It doesn't get very close to the street, as you wouldn't want it to, but...
When the guy did
the risk is low here.
But the thrilling part would be the closer you got to the pavement.
Right. I would have the record where it gets as close to the pavement without touching.
Have you seen the new bungee jumping where it's the less intense? Like you jump and then there's the initial jump. So maybe like 10 feet you free fall and then it slowly brings you down. You don't go all the way down and bounce back.
I don't care for that.
Because people want the experience, but the adrenaline of the fall and your stomach falling and all that.
They don't do it.
You
do the full thing.
Initial jump. About 10 feet, and then the slack comes, and it slowly lowers
down. More wussification of America continues.
There was a time before your time, Miss Hooker, when virtually, help me with this, Ace, every concert you'd go to...
Bungee jump.
They'd have a bungee jump thing as you walked in.
Okay.
And not only
summertime.
That, but the bungee swing.
I was,
The bungee swing.
Swing of death.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
Yeah, and terrifying. I did
and
that.
And I regret that I didn't just do the straight-ahead bungee... cord. I did the bungee swing. I did both. You did both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Scared. Right. And I did the swing twice.
Wow.
Did it once and went, God, that was scary. You want to do it again? And we did. And as we were going up, I went, What?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? I already gave the finger to the Reaper once.
Yeah. I assume that they don't do that anymore. I'm assuming there was some insurance issue or something.
They still do. They have it off the the stratosphere in Vegas.
Yeah, you can do that.
In some areas, but they're not as prevalent as they were.
I'm just saying.
No, they used to just bring in a crane. Tom said, at a concert and just,
Yeah, who wants to pay for that? You don't need to. Plus, I think in popularity, it probably... diminished as well.
You think?
Yeah, the people who were never going to do it are never going to do it. The people who did it when I already did it.
Yeah.
You know what's big now is the inflatable bag at lakes.
Yeah.
I love that.
When you put a purse on and someone jumps on the bag and shoots you in the air.
I want to do that.
And they have, it looks like a spring-loaded chair
where they have it tilted and you're sitting in the chair and then they do something and poing!
And fling you out?
And it flings
you out. Oh, I got to do that.
Yeah.
And it flings you out, I'm going to say, 100 yards.
Into the water?
It's crazy how far it kicks you out.
I would do that chair thing in a second.
No kidding.
I love stuff like that.
And the people who are flying through the air to the water are like spinning around.
Yeah, see, that's the, you got to land right. Yeah.
Have you seen the slides that are really steep and then they have the, and then so then you fly up. It's like almost
launch?
Like a half pipe. Yeah, yeah, but the top of it is the slide. Whoosh. And then you come up the side and then you're, I mean,
the old Goofy style?
Yes.
Now, Josh, have you done the super steep slides? Like, there's one, I think it's called Das Dukas.
Where you have
in Florida, where essentially you're in free fall. And
I have not done one of those, no. Yeah. I've done steep water slides, but I know they've got more extreme. I haven't had a chance.
A friend of mine did that, and he was wearing a relatively small bathing suit.
Mm.
And it turned into the classic butt floss when he emerged.
Wasn't there the world's highest water slide called the Schlitterbahn?
Schlitterbahn is the park.
The Schlitterbahn Park?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that is a really unfortunate name.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's, very, it's means, a German...
Crapping your trousers.
Apparently, it's one of the best water parks ever. Yes, there were a couple of them, but now I think there's just...
But this one, once again, if you look at the video, this is an automobile. It is a Nissan. I believe it's an electric Nissan of some sort that is launched off of a... dropped in downtown Paris.
Hmm.
And pretty cool.
Got some marketing.
What do you think the Parisians think of that?
They don't like it. They hate everything, don't
they? They're smoking on their fresco there.
Oh. You notice they didn't do it on a Peugeot.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see a lot of those around anymore.
Or Renault.
Renault, isn't that French for the word junkyard?
It should be. If okay. It's not, it should be.
This will probably show up in the Carfax report, don't you think?
This was once bungeed.
This car bungeed. YouTube content creator has built the world's largest scaled-up iPhone.
All right. Now, this sounds dumb.
It is.
No.
Until you see it.
I'm sure it's still dumb.
The guy's, his professional name, his screen name, if you will, Mr. Who's the Boss.
I kind of like that.
Whose real name is Aaron Maini.
I like that too.
Broke the Guinness World Record after constructing a fully functional iPhone 15 Pro Max that measured 6.5 feet tall.
Hmm.
There's a photograph of it.
There it is.
Bigger than all those people.
And well, he's a skilled technician, isn't he?
Holy
hell. Able to build that.
And it has to work. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able
camera.
To. I don't think you'd lose it, right?
Yeah,
6.5 feet tall?
Nope.
The only bummer is everybody knows when you're looking at OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
But if you dropped it in the toilet, Josh,
you can't be discreet at a Jiffy Lube.
Wouldn't fit.
Hey, baby, can you send me a picture of your cream pie?
Oh, my God.
Should see more cream
pie. By the way, editor's note for those just joining us. During the break, I was enlightened as to the meaning of the term cream pie.
I have a hard time believing you didn't know what that was.
I did too. Not.
You have, you have 27 kids. I know you know what a cream pie is.
I don't. I am not this porno addict the way you guys all are. And I didn't know what it was. And to me, first of all, when you did tell me what it was, I couldn't figure out how one could see that without some kind of optically correct penile camera.
You know, I have
then
some
advice.
Then
it was explained to me.
I have some advice for everyone. You probably shouldn't take much time at all in trying to decide what Tom thinks of us. it's really not nice.
In any event, the gigantic cell phone, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And to successfully claim the title, the iPhone had to be fully functional, including being able to scroll easily, send texts and emails, and operate all the apps you would find on a normal phone.
So it's bigger than 6 feet long.
It also has to have a working camera, a flashlight, and a charging cord.
Yes,
but
your phone right now, currently, does it have a cracked screen?
No.
You're the only woman in America.
So funny.
Is that right?
No.
I've never broken a screen.
Eight out of ten girls, if you look at their phone,
really?
Cracked screens.
Oh. No? Oh, I just that would make me crazy.
I saw the text you sent me.
Oh.
Yeah, this
I saw that.
Did you see the picture? It's gigantic. I mean, it's
amazing. It is giant. Yes. It looks great. It looks very 60s. Cool.
Yeah, before I had the eye surgery, that would have been, I could have actually read the read the type. The font would be big enough for me. And now it's out of date already. That's the sad thing.
It's already obsolete.
The new iPhone. Mm-hmm. Is
Let
just,
me get
just
this straight. It's 6.5 feet tall. Is that what you're saying?
It takes 7 weeks to charge it.
That's not true. Is that true?
No, it's a lie.
That's true.
One more. A new video venue in Los Angeles aims to be the sports equivalent of the Las Vegas Sphere. Do we have this video? This is unbelievable. If you guys haven't seen this, it's like a sports bar.
Yeah.
But it's unlike a sports bar you've ever seen. You will swear that you're at whatever the venue you're watching on the screen. You'd swear you were there live. That's a screen in the bar you're looking at.
Okay, and it looks like you're standing in the end zone.
It really does.
There, see, there's everybody in the bar.
What?
Isn't that wild?
How about that?
Whoa.
Okay, yeah, that's incredible.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, and the sky, and it's amazing.
So it's almost like a giant IMAX, or if you've ever done the ride Soarin' at Disney World, that big of a screen, and you're sitting there, and it looks like you are immersed in the action.
And I guess they're going to try to...
that's as cool as anything.
Franchise this or something?
They should. They
that first shot, though, you're like, oh, yeah, I see the screen. But then when you get the perspective of people sitting in the bar, it's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's in Dallas, I think, right? The only one is there.
Is it down?
But this one's going to be in LA.
It's in Los Angeles.
But they're going to put one in Austin, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This says they've raised $230 million to
it's called,
put them all over.
It's called COSM, COSM.
Yes, we mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but we did not have any of this.
Right. It's a bad name.
It's an immersive venue wherein patrons can win to sports events. 87 feet diameter wraparound LED screen that makes them feel as though they're right in the middle of the action.
You could call it the idiot hole, and people are going to go. It's so cool.
As cool as that is.
Okay. Well,
you're just upset you didn't get to name it.
No, I just think it's a stupid name.
What's a better name?
Yeah.
That's one that would have proper pronunciation with vowels where they're supposed to be. And I.
COSM will also work with broadcast partners to pipe in to provide live television commentary as part of an effort to simulate a front row seat experience.
The thing I saw, Pat, you were telling me about it. It was the Philadelphia Naked Bike Ride.
Oh, up close.
Yeah, it was so realistic. I thought the guy in the one bike was laying it on my shoulder.
Oh boy, that is realistic.
They put that thing away, buddy. I don't want to.
They're focused on sports, but the LA Times notes that the venue will include a Cirque du Soleil.
Programming. I can see why that.
COSM's second venue slated to open this year in Dallas at a place called Grandscape, with a third location planned for Atlanta.
Nice.
So there you go. It's kind of like the Sphere, but the Sphere's like bigger, I guess, or something, isn't it?
It's massive.
This says they have successfully raised $250 million in funding to drive long-term growth of the so-called shared reality venues.
Ah, all right.
So you look forward to seeing COSM.
Well, the $250 million is just one evening of bottle service, actually.
Oh, yes.
It's all that.
And I like the idea of us finally having a shared reality. most of us, not at all.
No. Yeah. I have no idea what that even means. Thank you.
Hey, we got an email for you, Tom. Are you ready?
Context.
She
didn't even do it.
Yeah. Actually, Pat and I have been working on this, and it's kind of a surprise just for you. Oh. Tom, you ready?
Yes.
Good morning, all. My name's Brian. Chick, you're a genius. When you do Tom's nanny's voice, it cracks me up.
Oh, gosh.
You and Pat should come up with a song.
No, this is my when I was a kid.
That's right. You were no older than 11, 12 years old, right?
Oh, no, I was really little.
My goodness.
Paula had fled Germany. And
this is Paula's theme music. She was a German.
She was an elderly, stout German lady.
It's a real life movie that Tom lived.
Yeah. She taught me to iron.
Wow.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Here's how you do it.
Here's how you do it, Tommy. And then...
How you try not to get this hot iron on my nipples because they hang down to my waist.
And speaking of hot, it's time for your shower, Tommy.
So you got a song about Paula?
Sure. From the voice of Paula herself.
Oh.
When Tom was just und little boy, I asked his mother, what will he be?
What will he be?
He washes his hands 40 times a day. Here's what she said to me. He wants to be clean, you see. It's possibly OCD. When he was just about 13, I asked his mother, what's this boy? He talks about the Beatles and JFK. Here's what she said to me. He's obsessed with the Kennedys and 1963. Sirhan.
Maybe 68.
Don't let the joke get into it.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
There's that joke defense you like so much.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.